إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. We're going to continue inshallah ta'ala in these classes of the manhaj that we're supposed to be upon, the methodology that the Muslims should be upon. And we're going to continue reading from the book of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Doktor Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahu Allah ta'ala وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات الأجوبة المفيدة عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة. A beneficial answers to questions on the newly invented ideologies and methodologies, the innovated methodologies. This is very important for us. A long study in the Tawheed and what opposes Shirk, studying the Sunnah and its opposite the Bid'ah. You gotta study the Manhaj of a Salaf and what opposes it. Because safety and success is only found when an adhering to this Deen of Allah. And holding firm to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. And with that, we should be aware of anything that contradicted it and opposes it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Follow that which was revealed to you from your Lord, the Quran and the Sunnah. And do not follow anything else. So something that is not in accordance to what Allah has revealed, we don't follow it. Doesn't matter how many people are following it and how much they put effort to put it out there, but we have to follow what Allah commands us to follow. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold on all of you to the rope of Allah. Tawheed. Sunnah, this deen, and don't be divided. The Muslims, they're supposed to be one ummah. This is, by the way, a review, muraja'ah, to what the Shaykh said, summary, to what our Shaykh Hafidhahullah says in previous classes that we read in previous questions and answers. So, we should hold on firm to the deen of Allah. The Muslims, they are commanded to be one jama'ah, one ummah, upon the haqq, upon the truth, upon the that which the Prophet ﷺ received from his Lord. We're not supposed to divide our ranks, as unfortunately this is a reality. Muslims are divided. And there is only one way. The truth is one. Not divided. So it is incumbent upon every one of us to be serious and try to find the truth. What is it? What is the truth? Don't just say I'm going to be with my people because you're from this country or this tribe. It's not going to help you. Unless if your tribe are upon the haqq, alhamdulillah, that's good for you. But what if your tribe, they are not upon the haqq? You cannot side with them because you always have to side with the truth. Therefore, the importance of these classes, and we should pay attention because the Shaykh is answering some very good questions on innovative methodologies and deviant sects. Because they're the one that caused the people to go astray. As the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, there are going to be callers who call the people away from the path of Allah. People are born upon the fitrah. But then the shayateen of the jinn and the human being, they take them away from the path of Allah. So you gotta pay attention. You gotta learn this deen, take it from its proper sources. If you stay ignorant, anybody can present to you anything, and then if they are eloquent enough, they can talk, then that's it. You're riding with them, you're catching that ride. Even it's not going to your destination. So it's very important for us to make efforts. The last question was about the Shaykh. He was asked about these deviant sects and these innovated methodologies. Can we mix with them? Can a Muslim, is it okay for the Muslims to just be with any group out there? The Shaykh says no. No, it's not the case. It's not permissible for a Muslim to just be with any people, with any group, unless and until he find out that these people are upon the haq. The only jama'ah that we're supposed to affiliate ourselves with, work with, attend their classes and listen to and be with them, and the jama'at of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That's this group. This is the group that they adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They adhere to that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions in everything, not just in one aspect. Whether it be the creed, the aqa'id, ibadat, actions of worship, mu'amalat, akhlaq, everything. The question number 9, هل هناك بأس في التحذير من هذه الفرق المخالفة لمنهج أهل السنة والجماعة? Since we learned in the previous question that there is only one jama'ah, there's not like many, all of them on the haq. Yes, there is so many jama'at, many sects out there, but only one that is upon the haq. That's it. And it's our job to find which one. But alhamdulillah, it has been made easy for us. It has nothing to do with their colors or their citizenship. It has to do with one thing. They are upon the truth, the haq. Even if they are not from your country, they don't look like you, they don't speak your dialect, but these are your people. Why? Because they are upon the haq. That's what gathers you. In a question after that, we learn that since there is only one jama'ah that is upon the haq, then the rest we shouldn't associate ourselves with. We don't associate ourselves with the khawarij, with the mu'tazila, ash'ariya, shi'a, qadariya, sufis. And in our time here, we don't associate ourselves with the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, with all of their divisions, because they divide. Ikhwan al-Muslimun, Qutbi, Jihadi, I don't know, Banna'i, many things. Takfiri, this, that. And we don't associate ourselves with Jama'at al-Tabligh. And by the way, Sheikh Rabi' and many other Mashaykh, they say these are the two most dangerous deviant sects in our times. Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun and Jama'at al-Tabligh. We don't associate ourselves with the Ahbash. Okay, all these deviant groups, we free ourselves from them. Now the question is it okay to warn against these deviant groups, these deviant sects that opposes the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah? Is it okay to warn? Because sometimes you may see somebody with Jama'at Tabligh. What do you say? Well, alhamdulillah, I'm not with them. And that's it? Or is it permissible for you to tell that person who could be your friend, could be your father sometimes? Your own brother is still with Jama'at Tabligh. Is it permissible to tell him, Ya Akhi, you're my brother, I want good for you. Father, yes, I'm your son. I never forget that. I'm your son and I love you and I appreciate what you did for me and what you still do for me. May Allah reward you good. However, can you take something from your son? I'm not asking you for money or nothing. I'm telling you this for your good, father. This group that you go with Jama'at Tabligh, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah, they warn against them. Not because they're from this country or the other, because their methodology is an innovated one. Opposes the Quran and the Sunnah. Father, if you want the Adilla, but you have to take the Adilla with you. Read this and believe it there. So is it permissible to do that or not? Here is the answer from the Shaykh Hafidahullah. قال نحن نحذر من المخالفين عموما. says, yes, we warn against all of the innovated sects. Anyone who opposes the methodology of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we warn against them. ونقول نلزم طريق أهل السنة والجماعة ونترك من خالف أهل السنة والجماعة سواء كانت مخالفته كبيرة أو صغيرة. The Sheikh said, and we say as Muslims, we're supposed to adhere and hold on and follow the path and the manhaj and the methodology of the people who hold on firm to the Sunnah and Jama'ah, those Jama'ah that are upon the truth. And we should forsake and leave off and free ourselves from anyone who opposes Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now, we adhere to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Once again, not just by name. Somebody may call themselves Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They shouldn't trick us just because they call themselves the Masjid Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now all of the sudden, Asha'Allah, Hayyakum Allah, we spend our money on them. Then we find out they are takfiris with the Khawarij, or they are Sufis or Ikhwanis. No. You remember we learned before that the names doesn't mean we should be, what should be taken into consideration is the actions. And what's the manhaj of these people? What they are upon. Okay? So that's what it means we'll be with Ahlus Sunnah. Meaning like whenever there is a masjid called Ahlus Sunnah, wal Jama'ah, masjid kada, now you get to see what they are upon first. What they teach, where's the books, who are their ulama, what they are upon in aqidah, in ibadat, do they follow the sunnah, do they are upon bid'ah, do they respect the book of Allah, the sunnah, do they follow the madhab of a salaf, or they follow some other things, you see? It's very important. The Shaykh said, that's what we do, we follow what Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah they are upon. And we stay away and free ourselves from anyone who opposes them, regardless. Arab, non-Arab, black, white, from this country or the other. Even if a person born in Mecca, so what? Allah didn't tell us, nor the Prophet tells us, anyone from Mecca or Medina, take whatever. No, you got to see the haqq. Now, alhamdulillah, being born in Mecca and Medina is a good thing. These are the best places. Mecca is the best place. And then I heard the ulama from the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi, al-Madkhali says that Medina comes right after it in virtue. But doesn't qualify a person to be an example for us, unless if that person follow the good example, the best example, the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the example of the companions, radhiyallahu alaihim. Meaning that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions, as he says, "Ma ana alaihi al-yawma wa ashabi," that which I am upon and my companions, radhiyallahu alaihim. He says, doesn't matter that this violation of this person or this group, whether it be big or small. قال لأننا إذا تساهلنا في المخالفة ربما تتطور الأمور وتتضخم فالمخالفة لا تجوز أبدا. He says, because if we look, he says, at the violation or the mistake of this person, this group, this deviant group, and we say, this is not a big deal, you know. It is a little thing. Just let them ride, as we say. He says, now that little thing now, if we don't deal with it, it's going to grow. Okay, and get bigger. He says, no. Mistake is a mistake. Whether it be a big mistake or small mistake. Because this deen has no mistakes. Alright, this deen is clear. Anyone who has a mistake, we don't follow them. وَيَجِبُ لُزُومُ طَرِيقَةَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فِي الْكَبِيرَ وَالصَّغِيرَ. Rather, it is obligatory, he says, upon us to adhere to the path and methodology and the way of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Meaning the way that the Prophet ﷺ and his companions they were upon. That's what it means, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That what qualified them because they adhere to that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. Not because they're from this country or the other, or they have more money than the other, or they can speak more eloquently than the other. Now, what qualifies a person to be among the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? That they adhere to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. And it's not permissible for anyone to oppose that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions in a big matters and a small ones. That was the end of the answer of the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah. But I'm going to read to you the footnotes because they are important. The footnotes, of course, they were from the Sheikh, students of knowledge of the Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Jamal bin Farihan al-Harithi, who he after finishing the book, he presented to the Sheikh himself, Hafidhahullah. He says, أولاً هذا ذأب السلف لا يسكتون بل ينكرون على من يسكت. When the Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he mentioned that, yes, we, those people who are upon the haqq, the people who Allah guide them to the truth, and especially the ulama and the students of knowledge, he says, yes, when he says, yes, we warn against anyone who opposes the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Here in the footnote, he says, and this is the way of the Salaf. This is the way of the first generations of the Salaf. They don't keep silent as related to those who oppose the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Rather, they refute them. And they refute the one who keeps silent. If someone said, no, just leave him go. Why we have to talk about this guy? They're far away. Let them do whatever they want to do. They refute that person too. Says, no, you have to warn the people against their danger. You know, because they're corrupting the people. Yeah. Can you imagine if somebody is feeding people poison? What are you going to do? He's not in my village? No, the Muslim care about the Muslims. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you will achieve the iman until he love for his brother what he love for himself. So if he sees somebody, he's feeding the people, like selling them and giving them like bad food that make them sick and kill them, give them diseases. What would you do? Would you say, well, we're not going to allow him to come in our village? He want to go to other villages? Let him go. Is that right? He's not right. The least we can do is to do what? Warn who? Warn the people. Tell them, look, that food is bad for you. If they listen, alhamdulillah, they don't listen, at least we did what we could. But if we have authority like the rulers, as the Sheikh says before, the ruler, yes, he will take these people and tell them, do not sell this. In my area, you cannot. You see? But we, if we don't have that authority, the least we can do is to warn them. And it's up to them. They accept the warning, alhamdulillah. So what about now someone who corrupts the people, aqidah? If somebody eat food and die, but he was upon tawheed, it's alhamdulillah, right around. Everybody gonna die. But what about these people now, they eat healthy food, they strong, but then they giving them poison in their deen, in their religion. Introducing them to shirk, to bid'ah and innovations. So we have to be concerned. That's why the ulama, they warn against ahlul bid'ah. Because they corrupt the religions of the people, not just their health. And he mentions some examples. قال محمد بن بندار الجرجاني للإمام أحمد إنه ليشتد علي أن أقول فلان كذا وفلان كذا. Here is an example. This man, he was a contemporary, he was in the time of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله. His name is Muhammad ibn Bandar al-Jarjani. And he said to Imam Ahmad, he came to him and says, he says, I find it difficult upon myself to say so and so is this and so, meaning to refute the people of innovation. This person is mubtadi', innovator. This person don't sit with him. This person is weak. This person is not upon the haqq. He says, I find it difficult for me to say this, to talk about the people. فقال أحمد, Imam Ahmad said to him, he didn't say to him, okay, just don't do it, man, you don't have to. No, he said to him, إذا سكت أنت وسكت أنا فمتى يعرف الجاهل الصحيح من السقيم. He said to him, if you keep silent and I keep silent, so when this, the laymen and the ignorant people, how are they going to know what is right from what is wrong? You see? He said to him, if when you see bad people, they corrupt in the minds of the people, not calling them to the truth, calling them to falsehood, calling them to innovations, okay? Now, and you don't say anything about it, I see the same thing, and I don't say anything, how are the people they going to know? We know, he says. Allah gave us some tools and raised us level. We know. The laymen don't know. You see? Aynam, it's very important, ya Ikhwan. وعندما سئل الإمام أحمد عن حسين الكرابيسي قال السائل هو مبتدع. Likewise, Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, he was asked about this man Hussein al-Karabisi, and this man, he was a zuhud, knowledge, the way he talks and his life, subhanAllah, he was like the one who don't know him. He said, that's it, we want to be like him, all of us, we're supposed to be like him. You see, the ibadah and zuhud in the dunya. But look what Imam Ahmad said, mubtadi', he's an innovator. Don't be deceived by his ibadah, by his good akhlaq and manners. No, he's a mubtadi', he's an innovator, he's not upon the way of the salaf. Okay, he's upon the way of Ahlul Bidah. وقال في موضع آخر, and Imam Ahmad رحمه وتعالى, when he was asked about this man, Hussein al-Karabisi, who was famous. He was not an ignorant guy or something. He was famous, has knowledge and this and zuhd and his life and ibadah and this. But still, when he was asked, he says, إياك إياك وحسين الكرابيسي لا تكلمه ولا تكلم من يكلمه أربع مرات أو خمس مرات. He says, be aware and stay away from this man, Hussein al-Karabisi. Don't talk to him and don't talk to those who they talk to him. He said this like four or five times. Now when you see Jama'at al-Tabligh, don't go and talk to them. Bayp and bidah. You know somebody from the Ikhwan Muslimin, don't talk to them. They are upon bidah. They oppose Ahlul Sunnah. You remember the previous question, one of the previous questions, the Shaykh, he says, only the one who has knowledge of the haq and knowledge of what they are upon, that's the one go and talk to them to call them to the deen. As for the one who's layman, the one who's not firm upon the deen, stay away, run. Don't talk to them. You see Jama'at al-Tabligh, don't talk to them. Leave them alone. They say, Salaam alaikum. Some of the ulama, they say, you don't even reply the salam. Don't sit there. They may put something in your heart at that moment. No, don't even talk to them. You see some people upon Ikhwan, don't talk to them. They're very dangerous. أي نعم. قال بل يرى السلف الكلام في أهل البدع أفضل من الصيام والصلاة والاعتكاف. Rather our Salaf, they consider warning against the people of bidah and innovations, warning the Muslim, you gotta do it for Allah. It's not like group of people, they drinking tea and coffee and all of a sudden they got nothing to do, they start talking about Ahlul Bidah. No. Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami says this is not one of the reasons when you talk about Ahlul Bidah. That's backbiting now. Because you're not doing it for a warning against them. Like three, four, five people upon the Sunnah, and they just sit there and then drinking tea and they start talking about Ahlul Bidah, cracking jokes and stuff. He says, no, you don't do it like that. It's not them. You talk about them to warn the people against them. And of course, he warned the people according to the need. If you are in an area that people don't know such a person, don't mention his name. But now it's kind of like it's now with the internet is, you know, it's like people, they know a lot of things. A person in, I don't know where he is, in Sudan or in South Africa or Japan or Italy, I don't know where he is. People know him right here. YouTube now, people in Zimbabwe, alright, and they listen to him, alright, person I don't know where he is, they listen to him with the internet. So when you see the people are, you know, maybe attached to someone who's upon bidah and innovations, you gotta warn them. That's all you can do. Inam. So that a Salaf, they consider warning against the people of innovation has more virtue and superior than fasting, praying, and i'tikaf. You see? Then supergatory fast, optional fast, and optional prayer, and i'tikaf. قيل الإمام أحمد, he was said to Imam Ahmad, الرجل يصوم ويصلي ويعتكف أحب إليك أو يتكلم في أهل البدع. Imam Ahmad رحمه وتعالى, in his time, يا أخوان, Sunnah was strong and they were told him, he was asked this question, What do you say, Ya Imam? It's Imam Ahmad, Imam Ahl al-Sunnah, Imam al-Sunnah. Here is a man, he fasts, he pray, optional fast, optional prayers, i'tikaf. This is a person who does all this. He is more beloved to you, or if he does this, or when he refutes the people of innovations and warns the Muslims against the innovators. You see? قال الإمام أحمد إذا صام وصلى واعتكف فإنما هو لنفسه وإذا تكلم في أهل البدع فإنما هو للمسلمين هذا أفضل الله أكبر. He says when that person fast, optional fasts, optional prayers, tahajjud, i'tikaf, he benefit only himself. Where on? That's for him. But when he warned the Muslims against the people of innovation, that's for all Muslims. This is better. This is better. But of course, this is not for anyone to just go and start calling and cause chaos and problems, because some people do that. Some people, they don't have no principles, nothing. They just listen to one tape, one CD, one question, and they go out there, Mubtadi, innovator, you know, Mubtadi, don't go there, don't, and cause a lot of problems. This is not for the people. You gotta learn first. Okay? You learn. And if you are not on the level of war, then you got to be quiet. Don't cause no problems. Okay? Because these adabs and etiquettes. And these things, the ulama, they apply them on the mubtadi'a. As for the laymen, you call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The atba', there are people who just follow these big guys. They have no clue what it is. Nobody ever talks about the sunnah. They don't know. So now you find some people don't have no understanding. They listen to one class and go to the person on the who they used to shop from his shop for years. You're a mubtadi. Never gonna come to your store again. Hey man, you don't know nothing. Don't talk to him. Give him a book as a gift, a hadiyah. I know. Some people cause a lot of problems. It's different if a mubtadi, a big guy, he's going to bid'ah and he's the head in that area and has a store, don't go to him. Boycott him, yes, you can. But layman people don't know nothing, nobody talk to them. They are upon whatever was spread in their environment. Nobody ever break it down to them and tell them, no, ya Ikhwan, you have to follow the sunnah. We are commanded by Allah in His book, in the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is where Allah commands us to be one jama'ah, not upon colors, not upon this or upon politics, upon the Quran and the sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf. And I see you that you be hanging with jama'at tabligh. Jama'at tabligh, what I'm going to tell you now has nothing to do with who they are, their colors, what country they come from. Has to do with what they call the principles that they build for themselves. They oppose what Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah are upon. Likewise, I see you, Ya Akhi, you be with Ikhwan al-Muslimin, with the Ahbash, with the Shabab, with this, with that. Some Muslims, they be with the Shia. Me personally, I saw this African-American guy, he's a Shi'i. And I was like, I said to him, would you please explain to me how you get yourself in this mess? At least if he told me he's from Iraq, I understand. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of Shia in Iraq. At least if that person, he was from Lebanon, I know there is a lot of Shia in Lebanon. I would say, yeah, oh, you're from Iraq. Mm. Oh, you're from Bahrain. That's it. That's how you get it. This man grew up right here in America, African-American, Akhi. He's Shia. Where he got that from? Dangerous, because they've been around people. That person, they tell him, no, look, you accepted Islam, right? Not the Shia. What did you say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah or ashhadu anna Khomeini? What did you say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasul. That's Islam, akhi. But this Shia, they're not upon Islam. So you're a Muslim, right? Yes, yes. Your religion is Islam or Shiism? No, Islam. Okay, this Shia, they oppose Islam in so many ways. If you want to break it down, or this is enough for you. That's what we do, and we call that person. Inna barakallahu fikum. But alhamdulillah, the advice of the ulama, they tell us when you see somebody who's influenced by these groups, whether it be Jama'at Tabligh, the Sufis, with all of their different tribes and different levels and categories, and the Ikhwal Muslimin, and the Jihadis, Takfiris, and this, and Khawarij, and Qa'ida, then if you're not qualified, let a book speak for you. Let a CD of the ulama or of student of knowledge speak for you. That's it. If you know someone Jama'at Tabligh, you don't have to talk if you don't have the knowledge. Get a book. There are books on them. Say, akhi, gift. Wrap it, a nice wrapping, and put like a Snicker bar on it or something. And then give it to him. This man, he's going to go home and open it. If you're afraid, if you give it to him, say, what is that? Huh? Warning against Tabligh? No, you take it. No. Give it to him, he go home, he's going to say, alhamdulillah, zakala khair, put a nice note. Akhi, you may be offended by the book. You may be astonished by the title of this book. You may be surprised. Guess what? We're in this dunya. There's a lot of surprises, man. Alright? But please, I want good for you. Take a note, man. You gotta have da'wah, just a gift. Da'wah. Somebody go to someone who don't know nothing but Jama'at Tabligh. Go, you want to go to hellfire? Well, stay with these people. You go to hellfire. Salaamu alaikum. And he goes, this is da'wah? For real, this is da'wah? Now you're going to give him knowledge. Nicely. Lean. I say, this person, he's going to read your note. If Allah wants good for him, he's like, look, this brother is sincere, man. No. SubhanAllah, look at the way he did it. He really wants good for me. Let me read. If Allah wants good for him, he's going to start reading. Look like this. The ulama, they mentioned, look, this is what the people, they were wrong. We're not warning against them because they are from Pakistan, or they're from Yemen, or from this country or the other. Or they're black or white, or they're rich or poor. Because they go against the deen of Allah. At least if Jama'at al-Tabligh and Ikhwan, they say to the people, look man, we are not upon that. Just in case, there is a warning. There is a warning, we're not upon the right path that leads to the Jannah, okay? No, they claim they are upon the path. You see? That's the problem. So it's very important for us, Ikhwan. So inshallah ta'ala, the ulama, they do this for the sake of Allah, to warn the people against the danger of the innovators and innovations. السؤال العاشر هل يلزم ذكر محاسن من نحذر منهم؟ As you see, these questions are connected one to another. Okay? He says, so now, do we have to mention the good of those people that we warn against? Okay? They may have some good. They pray this, charity. Yeah? Do we have to mention the good they have? Like, for example, you go and warn against Jama'at Tabligh. So this Jama'at Tabligh is not good to be with them. But mashallah, they bring a lot of people from the bars. Alhamdulillah, they go all over. No. Can we do that? Can we mention some good things? قال إذا ذكرت محاسنهم فمعناه أنت دعوت لاتباعهم. لا, لا تذكر محاسنهم. Sheikh Qadhi says, no. When you are warning against a deviant group, an innovated methodology, deviant sect, says you do not mention the good they have. Why? Because if you mention the good, you say, "Ahi, don't go with them." Yeah, but they're good too. They have some good stuff and like this. Now you're calling to them. Now that person is going to say, "Ahi, so why should be? You just yourself said they have some good stuff, huh?" And he said, "You don't mention none of their good." So لا تذكر محاسنهم. And then the brother he mentioned in his footnotes, Sheikh Jamal Fureyhan, I want to say his name right, Jamal bin Fureyhan Al-Harithi, Hafidhullah, he says, في ذكر محاسن المبتدع تغرير بالناس وإن ذكرت مساوئه لأنهم لن ينظروا إلى المساوئ ما دمت أنك أثنيت عليه خيرا ولم يكن من منهج السلف اطلاع على أهل البدع في النقل. He says, when you mention the good of the مبتدع, you're deceiving the people. That's deception. And cheating the people. Even if you mention the evil they are upon. Why? Because the laymen, they're not going to look at the evil. They're going to look, as long as you praise this person. Well, he's good, you know, this person, mashallah, got this, but then you're going to like, look, man, he says he's good. And on top of that, this is not from the manhaj of the Salaf. This is not from the manhaj of the Salaf that when they criticize, refute, or warn against the innovator, they did not mention the good they have. They never mention the good. They don't say, well, okay, we're warning against this person and this person, however they good. You know, they make the hajjud and the charity and they nice, you have good. No, they don't do that. It's not from the way of the Salaf. He mentioned Imam Ahmed. فهذا الإمام أحمد رحمه الله لم يثني على حسين الكرابيسي عندما بين حاله وقال عنه مبتدع بل حذر منه ومن مجالسته وكذا حذر تحذيرا شديدا من مجالسة المحاسب. Says, here is an example. Imam Ahmed رحمه الله, when he warned against Hussein al-Karabisi, he didn't mention the good things and praise him, say, oh, he's a good man, but however, no, none of that. He says he's a mubtadi', he's an innovator. He says he is an innovator. He warned against him and against sitting with him. He was stern and severe and serious in warning against al-muhasibi, also another person that is going to come later on in number 49, inshallah ta'ala, in footnotes. Another example, هذا أبو زرعة رحمه الله. سئل عن الحارث المحاسبي وكتبه. This man was famous, this الحارث المحاسبي, has a lot of followers, and because what they see, the people, this man, manners, this, that, talk. But here's Abu Zur'a from the Salaf. When he was asked about this famous man, الحارث المحاسبي, and his books, he says, إياك وهذه الكتب. هذه كتب بدع وضلالات عليك بالآثر. He says, be aware and stay away from these books of this man. These are books of innovations and misguidance. Rather stick to the Athar. Stick to that which the Salaf they were upon. And we have the books of the Salaf, so why we have to go and look for the books of Ahlul Bidah? You see? قال ولا يخفى عليك أخي القارئ أن الكرابيسي والمحاسبي من بحور العلم ولهم ردود على أهل البدع. سبحان الله. He said, keep in mind now that these two men, الكرابيسي والمحاسبي, that Imam Ahmed warned against them, amongst many other main scholars of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, like Abu Zur'a, that we just read to you some of his, one of his statements. He said, these people, they were oceans of knowledge, أخي. You think they were ignorant? These people, if they talk about the deen, you think this is the alim, this is the imam, that's it. Not only that, these two men, they have refutation against other Ahlul Bidah. They refute people of innovation too. So what is the problem? What is the problem? Al-awwal saqata fil qawli bil lafdi fil Qur'an. The first one of them, meaning Al-Karabisi, he has the aqidah of the Mu'tazila and Jahmiyyah, because he is to believe and say that the Quran is created. Even though he is to refute other bid'ah and innovations. You see? They didn't say, well, no, man, he's okay. No. Mubtadi', don't sit with him. والآخر يعني المحاسبي سقط في شيء من الكلام. نعم. ورد على أهل الكلام بالكلام ولم يرد بالسنة. سبحان الله. As for the محاسبي, ocean of knowledge, man. What is his problem? He used to follow the كلام, the rhetoric. And he even refuted Ahl al-Kalam. See, he refuted the people, this innovative sect. But what is his problem? He refuted them with Kalam too. With the same bid'ah they are upon. He didn't use the Sunnah. That's why. He didn't use the Sunnah to refute them. هذه أهم نقطة أنكرها عليه الإمام أحمد. He said, this is one of the main points that Imam Ahmed refuted this man for. Now we continue now with the Shaykh, Shaykh Fawzan. This question still reading to you the answer of the question. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان نعم أذكر الخطأ الذي هم عليه فقط لأنه ليس موكونا إليك أن تزكي وضعهم. He says no. You mentioned their mistakes. أهل البدع, أهل الضلال, the innovated methodologies. You mention their mistakes and their violations. He says, it's not upon you. Nobody told you to mention their good, the good they have. Rather to mention the evil they are upon and their mistakes. من أجل أن يتوبوا منه ومن أجل أن يحذروا غيرهم. For two reasons you do that. Why you mention their mistakes? And of course this is for the ulama and for the main students of knowledge. It's not from the laymen like us to just keep talking. If you know the haqq, mashallah, if you see someone upon a bid'ah or dalala, you warn them, tell them, "Akhi, this is not right. Here is a book, here is a CD, listen to this or this." But you're not going to go to the Imam of Jama'at Tabligh in your area and tell him, "Look, I want to sit with you one-on-one, man, because you're a mubtadi, I want to prove you wrong." If you don't have no knowledge, you go there, and before you know it, you're sharing his miswork now. Right now, it happened to some people, they're like, "Oh, I'm going to go talk to them." They will be talked to, and before you know it, they're in Wisconsin. And from Wisconsin, they went, I don't know where, with Jama'at Tabligh on 40 days. I know. Maybe be careful. If you know some laymen who are with them, and you still cannot talk, let a book talk for you. Read this book. Go to the internet, alhamdulillah, because the rudud and the refutation of Jama'at Tabligh and Ikhwal Muslimin and the Khawarij, they are translated in so many languages. You'll be amazed. When you go to Google and subhanAllah, Google exposed them. Just print that refutation against Ikhwan Muslimin, Jama'at Tabligh, Ikhwanis, whatever, Khawarij, in English, French, Spanish, Somali, Oromo, Amharic, Fulani, who knows, Urdu. Here, Iqra, read this. They want to read it. Sometimes you give it to a person and he's arrogant. I want to read. But he put it in his car, right? So who pick her up? His wife. He don't want it. His wife, after he go pick his wife, I don't know where, taking her to shopping. She's like, what is this? This ignorant person from there. He thinks like, I don't know my religion. He's like, this is good for you. She's like, okay. So she put it in her bag. He dropped her off at the dentist while she waiting. She's like, let me read this. She read this. Allah opened her heart to the haqq. And she came to her husband and said, you know what, man? This is good stuff. Read. You see? Naam, ya akhi, barakallahu feekum. So this is for two reasons. Why you warn against Ahlul Bidah, the ulama, they warn, so that them repent, inshallah. Because in the ulama, they mention their mistakes. They don't tell them, look, we're warning against you because you are not an Arab, or you are not white, or you are not black. No. Because this is your principles, and they go against the principles of Allah, of the deen of Allah. Okay? No. So for two reasons. The ulama, they refute Ahlul Bidah, and those who have knowledge from amongst the students of knowledge, they refute Ahlul Bidah so that Ahlul Bidah repent from their Bidah. Even though this, the ulama, they said this doesn't happen a lot, but some of them, alhamdulillah, repent. Some repent. But many of them hold on firm to what they are upon, al-iyadu billah. And the second benefit, so that the people will be aware of them, what they are upon. Because the laymen, they just, whoever come and talk to them nicely and tell them this word here or two, eloquent they go. Unless alim and students of knowledge tell them, no, don't be deceived by how eloquent these people. You know? No, listen, this deen is built upon principles. And these people, yes, they show you one side, but in the other side, man, they're terrible. You know, you cannot be with them. Naam. والخطأ الذي هم عليه ربما يذهب بحسناتهم كلها إن كان كفرا أو شركا وربما يرجح على حسناتهم وربما تكون حسنات في نظرك وليس حسنات عند الله. See? So you don't mention they're good. Don't mention they're good. And this, why the Sheikh says, because Because the mistake they are upon, them opposing Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, may take all of the deeds they did. If it's kufr and shirk, because some groups they are upon shirk, wal'iyadu billah. The shirk. What hasanat? If they pray and fast and no tahajjud and nothing, if they are upon shirk. If their aqidah is upon shirk. Or if it's not the case, he says, they have some good, but they have a lot of evil that evil they are upon outweigh the good. Or maybe he says, those hasanat, you think they are good things, what it seems to you, but in reality they are not even good things. You see what I'm talking about? So that's why you do not mention, this is the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the ulama, when they refute and warn against Ahlul Bidah, they do not say, well, however, they have these good things, this is not from the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then a footnote, Sheikh Jama'al bin Furayha al-Harith, Hafidhahu Allah, he says, هذه كتب شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية أكبر برهان في عدم ذكر محاسن المبتدعة حين ذكرهم ببدعهم. فقد رد على أهل المنطق والكلام ورد على الجهمية والمعتزلة والأشاعرة ولم نجده ذكر شيئا من محاسنهم وانتقد أشخاصا بعينهم كردي على الأخناء والبكر وغيرهم ولم يثني عليهم ولا يشك أحد أن هؤلاء لا يخلون من المحاسن ولكن لا يلزم ذكر المحاسن في النقد فتأمل. قال رافع ابن أشرس رحمه الله من عقوبة الفاسق المبتدع أن لا تذكر محاسنه شرح على الترمذي. Can you see that book? I'm going to read to you from the book because this requires some, you know. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu ta'ala in Sharh 'Ilal al-Tirmidhi, he mentioned, or the Sheikh, the brother, he mentioned that the books of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah are the greatest proof that one should not mention the good qualities of the innovators when mentioning their deviations. For they are filled with refutations and criticism. Naam, the books of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah are filled with refutations and criticism against the people of innovations. He has refuted the people of philosophy. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, his books are filled with this. He has refuted the people of philosophy and rhetoric. And he has refuted the Jahmiyya, the Mu'tazila, and the Ash'aris. We did not find him mentioning any of their good qualities. He also criticized specific individuals, such as Al-Akhna'i and Al-Bakri and others, and did not praise them. The Shaykh says, no doubt, these individuals that were refuted by Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah were not void of good qualities. They were not void of good qualities. They had some good qualities. However, mentioning their good qualities at the time of criticizing them was not required. So reflect on this. And then Rafi' ibn Ashras, may Allah have mercy on him, said, from the consequences of the sinner and innovator is that their good qualities are not mentioned. Are not mentioned. So it's very important for us. Some people, they find it difficult. Like, what class is this? Talking about the people warning against Muslims. These are people, they taking the people away from what they're supposed to be upon. Because we as Muslims, we're supposed to be on what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. And if anyone tried to call us to something else, of course, we got to do something about it. But we don't have to do. Ulama has already did that for us, alhamdulillah. We have to learn and hold on to and apply it and try your best, like I said. If you're qualified to talk to the people, talk to them. If you are not, as the ulama, they tell us, let a book do the job for you. Get a book, download statements of great ulama, and give it to them. If Allah wants good for them, they're going to read it. Like we mentioned, somebody else in their families may read it. And inshallah, and if they don't accept it, it's okay. As long as you do what you can. Okay? Of course, you're not going to please everybody. Pleasing everybody, that's impossible. There's always going to people going to like, oppose you. There's God, as long as you present the haqq in the right way, alhamdulillah. Be sincere that you're saying this because you want good for your brothers. You want good for them. It's not our way of making jokes or like just because you have nothing to do. At least talk about Jama'at Tabligh. No. You talk about them to warn the Muslims against the evil they are upon and the deviation they are upon. And by the way, Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was asked about these two groups specifically, Jama'at Tabligh and Ikhwan Muslimin, are they from Ahlul Sunnah? Well, Jama'at says no. They are from the 72 sects, deviant sects. Because some people, they try hard, like Abu al-Hasan al-Ma'ribi, al-Halabi now, and his dear follower, they trying hard to put Jama'at al-Tabligh and the Ikhwan with Ahlul Sunnah. They trying hard. Sheikh Ibn Baz says, no way. Once again, it has nothing to do with who they are, what country they come from. It has to do with the evil they are upon. They contradict and oppose the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah. وَالْجَمَعَةَ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm upon the way of the Salaf.
Ameen.
And protect us and save us from the evil of the innovative methodologies. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا